Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. The Josep Irla Foundation is built upon a commitment with values such as democracy, freedom, and the right to self-determination of peoples. In our view, the oblivion of this last value has been one of the main sources of oppression, instability, and unsolved conflicts in modern times all over the world. From the two world wars to many of the current conflicts that afflict our troubled times, the aspiration of great and middle powers to rule over national and linguistic minorities without their full consent has met natural resistance. Sometimes this resistance has been handled through dialogue, negotiation, accommodation, and democratic procedures. In most cases, though, governments have resorted to authoritarian measures in order to crush what they regard as a threat. In several cases, they have even resorted to military means, even invading or attacking other states, in order to impose their view of what is the proper way to handle the fact that we live in a nationally and linguistically diverse world. In our view, the less faith we put in dialogue and democratic procedures in order to meet minorities' demands, the more prone the world is to violence and authoritarianism. As Justice Louis Brandeis from the US Supreme Court said, and I quote, "No peace which is lasting can ever come until the nations, great and small, accept the democratic principle that there is and shall be no supernation to rise through subjection of others, and the truth that each people has in it something of peculiar value which it can contribute to that civilization for which we are all striving." End of quote. For all this, we call on the UN to develop a set of recommendations and good practices on how states could best enable demands for self-determination to be channeled democratically. At the same time, we call on states to address citizens' demands for self-determination and to engage constructively with sub-state governments in order to guarantee it. Thank you very much.